Now, the classical case in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, is Kashi Diros. There, the Rabbi Yehuda says, Os Yavam Mavat Lemechitza. And Rabbana disagree. It's a Machlokos Yehuda Rabbana. It's a Machlokos out of Paschim. We'll get to that as we go. And the question becomes, we don't have Pasi Biros anymore. It doesn't exist. Only for Oli Regel. We don't have it anymore. What do we have? Other things. What do we have? Well, we have a couple of things which we have to talk about right now. One is Omen Meruba Laparitz, which means you have a wall. It's, what's standing is much more than what's not standing. And the people are walking through the openings. What do you say? Halacha l'maisa. Do we apply the principle of Asir Avim Mabat L'mechitz Tav Avim Ruba L'Aparot? So do we not? It's a double question. The question can be asked according to Rabbanan, and the question can be asked according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to the Rabbanan, it seems to me, a double poshut, that it's not about the mechitzas. That's the implication of the Ritva we saw. Before talked about Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim may have an Omen Meruba L'Aparetz, which is better than Shem Dal Mechitzis. Shem Dal Mechitzis is only a shame, not a reality. Four Mechitzis of Omen Meruba is a reality. It's better than shame. And therefore we should say, as of a Pashut, that if this is according to the Rabbanan, that Omen, that Rabbanan are not Mevat Mechitzis, of Shem Dal Mechitzis, of Pasi Biros, they certainly should not be able to be Mevat Omen Meruba L'Aparetz. Is anyone disagrees? Yes, but I don't. I, to my knowledge, it's incorrect. I think that it's just about a sure thing. On the other hand, I always was taught that according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that os yirabim mevat lemechitza of shame dal mechitzas. That's mevat everything, with no exceptions. That's how I was always taught. However, there are those who maintain it's not that way. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi are not mevatel a mechitza of Omen Meruba L'Aparetz, because it's more powerful than a simple Pasi Biros, which is only Shem Dal Mechitzas. So, we shall see as we go along who holds that way. And on what basis do we suggest that way? You'll say, Manach Kamina? Yochad v'rab malach v'karabim. No! There are many Rishonim with Pasuk of Yudah. And the question will be, if you Pasuk of Yudah, do you now, are you forced to say that Os Yabim Mavat L'Mechitza of Omen Merubah L'Aparetz, which is what I always thought? Well, no. The only Rab Mavat L'Mechitza of Pasuk Biros, that's the first in the Sukkim. But Omen Merubah is even better. That's a question. Let's take a look and start analyzing a little bit what's happening over here. Okay. Now, the question is, let's take a look in Rabbeinu Yohanan. Okay? Rabbeinu Yohanan. Our first source to analyze this question. What is the din according to Rabbi Yehuda? When I say the first source, I mean the first source that may be surprising to us. You look in Rashi, for example, on Chavez and Beis, when you turn to Rabbeinu Yohanan, Rashi Chavez and Beis says what I always call the regular way. Rashi says, Chotzer Shrav Nichnasim Lo, Dera Psochim O Pirtzos Shel Eser, which means it's Omen Beruba Laparet, Peshuto, and yet, Pasha Pshat Nigamari is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbim would be Mevatel the Mechitza. Right, that's a Pasha Pshat in the Gemara and a Pasha Pshat in Rashi. Who else seems to hold that way? Tos Zavov, Tos Chavbeis, all seem to go with Amal, the Ritva, seems to stay that way. Right, Yerushalayim is Omen Meruba L'Aparetz and Afal Pikein, the rabbim according to Rabbi Yehuda mechitzes. We need mitlosses and dalos balayla. But Rabbi Yehonas has a very fascinating formulation in describing the dinner we have over here in our Mishnah. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, the rabbim mevatel the mechitzes of pasei biros. How does he say? Take a look. Masnisin. Rabbi Yehuda omer mein hoisa derech harabim. The sviel leidos rabbim mevatel mechitzes keilu. Shaporis Maruba La Omida Ruchoseho. Woo. What's the implication? Everybody say no. Only because it's Paris Maruba. Otherwise, not. Wow. Nah. Oh. It really depends, frankly, on how one understands the Gemara on Afchav Beis Amud Aleph. Let's go back to the Gemara and see how there can be different interpretations of the Gemara. The Gemara is like this. Tabyudabyudalokashya. Awesome. What the price? Yes or okay? Ika shtei mechitzas ma'al yisah. And therefore it's no problem. Hacha leka shtei mechitzas ma'al yisah. What does it mean? Shtei mechitzas ma'al yisah. Who wants to give me a translation? How'd you learn? What does it mean? Shtei mechitzas ma'al yisah. Anybody? Guess? Shot? Suggestion?
Two good walls.
Very good. How do you define a good wall? What's a good wall? You know what I thought it meant? A good wall means it's a solid wall. Solid, straight through. That's a good wall. That's a good wall. And if you have such a good wall, oh, that's impervious. Obviously, this is a solid wall, no one's walking through. But let me read you the Arzarua. The Arzarua in Simon Kuf Chav Tes. Watch this. He says something which, at first glance, is quite striking. Rabbi Yehuda, Heicha Diga Shtei Mechitas Ma'al Yisah. Lo mevatle mechitzta. Watch this now. Listen carefully. V'kol shekein v'dal mechitzes lo mevatle lehu rabin. What word is somewhat problematic over here? What? What word is problematic?
You can't have four complete walls without any breaking.
Obviously. So obviously, if there are four walls that are walking through. So what's difficult? Called the Maipshat in the word of Ma'al Yisa?
Tosis also says that.
Tosis what?
Tosis also says there are holes in the wall, and that's why you're chayiv in the middle when you're in the center.
Correct. And therefore what?
It's
two different cases. Epicenter is in Yerushalayim, no?
Yeah.
I'm talking about this, yeah. This Bryce. So it seems that the Pasha is going to call Shekain as a Pircha in the call Shekain. If my Pshana Ma'ayas means a solid wall, no one's walking through, what kind of call Shekain when you have four mechitzas where obviously the people are all walking through? Four walls, no one's walking through, you can blow it up, it's not, can't get in there out. This leads you to the conclusion that Ma'al Yisa means Omeid Meruba Laporus. Understand the kol shekein. Ma'ayasa means omed meruba laparetz. Right? So if you have a wall of omed meruba laparetz, Rabbi Yehuda says lo asriyam b'mavat lemechitza. That's how Rabbeinu Yonasan sounds. Only if it's parts meruba, then kodav Rabbi Yehuda mavat rabba mavat. And that's what the Ozeruah seems to be saying. I don't see a way out of that. As a matter of fact, there is a Me'iri. Now the Me'iri is important to understand this. This is what it's from. This is a something on loan from Moritz Shkolo. Okay. This Chedushia Me'iri. We're used to the base of Bechir of the Me'iri, which is of course the standard text that we all have. But he wrote in certain Mesechs, he wrote Chedushim as well. Aaron is not the only one. But Aaron is the only one that has the notes of Rav Simcha Zisla Broyer, the Chevron of Rosh Hashiva. It's elaborate notes on the bottom and the Chibirim at the back. This is a very masterful work. It came out originally, well, I don't know when. It says 1971. Ooh, that's a long time ago. Okay? But the notes are very beautiful, and the bottom has footnotes, and then the back has, you know, longer pieces. But let's not forget what the Miri himself says. Okay? The Miri and Daf Chof, and it's Chidushim. Chidushim, not in the base of Bechira. I couldn't find the base of Medrash. That's why I brought it from home. I'll try to leave it if I can. Okay? He says as follows. He passed like a Yehuda, passed like a Ros, even though the whole of Mechitzas Guru was saying, the Ha'ika parts Ruba La'omid, Afka Vdigadah Mechitz Lav Klumu, Osir Rabbim Mevat Mechitzas Hol Baka Barabim, Gon Pasi Biroz, Emoisa Derech Arabim, Overes Behem. That's what he says. Once again, similar to what the Rabbeinu Yohanan said. And I think there also has to be learned that way as well. What's the opposite of a, what he calls here a mechitza grua? That's to be an opposite word. Mechitza grua. Mechitza grua. What's the opposite? He calls him mechitza gemura. Sounds the same. Grua Gemura. Don't mix them up. Grua Rab Amavat, according to Abiyuda. And Gemura Nat. Now, Gemura could include, sounds like it's including, according to Rabbeinu Yonasan, and there was a Ruah and a Miri, Omen Meruba La Parts. We shall see soon, even an earlier source for this possibility. Again, I never understood this. There are those who understand the Ramban that way. Let's go back to the Ramban a little bit. The main man Dhamma who wanted to go with the Ramban is not here today. He had to go away, so we'll not go through the whole thing now. Just a little bit of a taste. And we'll see the two different pshatim how to read the Ramban. And the best elucidation of these two possibilities to learn the Ramban I found in a beautiful sefer called Machne Yisrael. Rav Yisrael Jim Petrovsky. I knew we had on Truman. We learned Truman some years back. His sefer was Meridik. Well, this is also Meridik. I didn't know it even existed. It's out of the library. So if you look for it, you won't find it because I have it. But I'll try to leave it around a little bit. Here's a whole page or two what the Ramban meant. But let's just open around a little bit. We'll have to go over it more tomorrow. We'll see out of the Shema. Yeah. Yeah? Really? We'll have to come back to the Emtza Pilus. We're coming back to all those things, right? Good, good. Let's take a look at the Ramban and the Mechamas Hashem. And we'll read a little bit. Again, we want to come back. We're not going to finish it now. Just to give it a little bit of a read. A simple read, I would call it. And we'll try to pick out the point of the problems with this read and the alternative read. Maybe we'll try to leave that for tomorrow if we can. Let's take a look. So Ramban says, what did Baal HaMor say? The Baal HaMor said, important to know. What did Baal HaMor say? Os Rabbim Mevat Lemechitzta Shem Deleka Afilu Shtei Mechitzis Rabbim Bokenba Shesi Verim. There's nothing there. That's the Ritvoshi, right? Knocks the whole Mechitzah out from the beginning. Rabban says no. Amra Kose Ein Vora Bezen Echonim Shafilu Bokenbem Shesi V'yarav L'divrei Ha'om Shtei Mechitzis D'araisa V'mokam Mechitzis Ein Ochaif Shein Or Rabbim should be Mevat Lemela Mechitzah Aprutza Shalon Ema Ba Lovud. Maybe kiosk and piercing on the yumdim. Prasi be rose. So the tzvich alama ben roan amachitzes kilu amarichas v'sos v'zuzu. U'pikir the rabbi mav segas v'en. Period. That's the introduction. Avo. Shtei mechitzes zu keneged zu v'medina. Af al pishesh ben tzon pirto shal rabbi bokim bo shesi v'yarek. I ev shal shtei amachitzos liz batel. Okay, good. It doesn't matter. As long as the two are there, who cares? They're walking through. The two on the sides are there. Okay. Who can negate omen mikan umikan? Ain't on us. There is just a rabbi leolam. Shereish shtei mechitzas gemurah saying the omen meruba la parutz. Once there's two walls on either side, you're home free. You're home free. Now, according to whom is this going? Rabbi Yehuda, right? What does it mean, Omen Meruba La Paretz? Sounds like you're saying that there's gaps in the two side walls as well. Right? Doesn't matter. That's what it sounds like you're saying. So there are those who claim the Ramban is also on the same side and says that Omen Ruba Laporitz, there's no din according to Yehuda of Os Yavam Mavat Lemechitz. This thing is a preliminary statement, and what's quoted this statement is that Rabbi Yashin held that way. Wow. That's now, in terms of the who said it before, the Karen Ora don't shout in the Ramban that way, right here, the statement called Gaon Yaakov. Talmud of the Gra said that way, Pshat in the Ramban. But as we shall see, let's postpone it for tomorrow, but there's an alternative read of the Ramban. But let's not get mired into the nitty gritty of which way the Ramban holds. There's a Yerushalmi. Now, we don't have Yerushalmi in front of us, but we do have a Yafei Enayim. Everyone has in the back of the Gemara Yafei Enayim. He quotes Yerushalmis, and he quotes this one too. So, put the Yafei Enayim so we can see what the Yerushalmi says. Fe'enayim. Again, everyone has their own place in their own version. In the Oz Bahadur that I have, it's your Fe'enayim is found on page Hey. Hasan the Ika da Beis Mechitzis. The Yushalmi Mishane Tchila. The Hasan got big Sharim, Marim Mefulash in the Bika. The Dachila. Ubishani Gabi Bez Bat and Vishnei Tsiri Vishisarabim, the Eser, Lacha Mishloshasa, the Hakak Mishani, the Hossam Omen Meruba, the Hacha Poritz Meruba. The explanation of what the Abiyuda is, Pase Biroz is Poritz Meruba, but Shnei Tsiri Vishisarabim is Omen Meruba. So before she Yerushalmi, so it would appear that Omen Meruba, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you do not apply the principle of Osu Rabin Umevatle Mechitzta. So it would appear. So it would appear. Now, does the Bavli agree? Or does the Bavli disagree? Does the Bavli agree? Or disagree? So, the Mishkanes Yaakov says the Bavli absolutely disagrees. Why? Because it requires Shnei Mechitzas Ma'al Yisrael. I guess you learn like me. Ma'al Yisrael means solid. But one could, as we saw from earlier sources, say that Ma'al Yisrael means Omid Meruba. The promise against the Mefurash Gemara. Chof Beis Omid Beis. That's the Mishkanes Yaakov's kasha. Chof Beis Omid Beis. The Gemara Nechav Beis Amid Beis has a following shayla, an interesting shayla, Rabosai. Interesting shayla. Boy, minei rachva mei rabo, tell him a slack it, asor, mitoch rabo, v'rabo, bokeh, bochayam, v'mishmish, rabo, v'enchayam, v'mishmish, rabo. You have a steep incline, and the rabbim go through it. What's it then? Even rabo, ne lo ti boloch. Hashto mahas and the nicha tashmish de amid rabban lo hasi amid mechitzda. Hochad lo nicha tashmish. Is it hard to climb such a big hill? Lo kol shkein. Kiti boch adi rabbi yudo mai. Hasam hu de nicha tashmish de. Hochad lo nicha tashmish de. Lo hasi amid mechitzda. O dilma lo shna. Amalei chayavim. So the rabbim are mevatel the mechitza according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's on a hill. Says the Mishnah Siyaka, wait a minute, this is not Pasi Biros. This is not Pasi Biros. This is a, I don't know if it's called Omen Meruba. It's Omen Kulo. The entire area has a steep incline. So why is the Gemara tell us over here according to Rabbi Yehuda that rabbim mevatel must be the Bavli argues in the Yerushalmi. either Omer Meruba, either Omer Kula, still also Rabba Mavat Limechist. Very nice. It's a very proof positive. Proof positive. However, a number of the Gedolei Olam refute the proof. One of them is the Beis Ephraim. Now it's important to know what the Beis Ephraim was. The Beis Ephraim, I have it saved on my desk. New edition from the library. Beis Ephraim is from Ephraim Zalman Margolius. He was a businessman who lived in Galicia. I believe he's from Broad, if I'm not mistaken. Galician town. He was a businessman, a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And he wrote Svarim all over the place. It was an amazing Gadol. He had a running correspondence with Rav Mishkanas Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Kalina from the Lithuanian Gadol, Talmud Rav Chaim Volozhiner, on the story of Erevin. Mishkanas Yaakov wanted to apostle all Erevin in Europe. They were all apostles. The Beis Ephraim wrote that they were all kosher. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I'll tell you a story. My Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, said that he heard this obviously from his forebears, that when this correspondence was going back and forth between these two gedolim, they were long letters. Now they're printed. There's a Ephraim printed, Mishkanas Yaakov, long letter. Each letter could be who knows how many pages. The pages in small typed. He said the people in Karlin, that's where the Mishkanas Yaakov was, Rav Karlin, his brother, who succeeded him, was the Keren Or, Rav Yitzchok, who was later from Karlin. So Rav Yaakov of Karlin would write these long letters, get back long letters, and no one could refute anybody else. He said the Yidden in those days, what are they interested in? The Rangers? Am I current? The Rangers. They were interested in the correspondence between the two Gedolim. And when the letter would come in, and it said, well, all eyes would be on it, and the Rabbanim would analyze it, you know. And once, when one of the letters from Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius came in the mail, and they opened it up, and they started reading some of it. The arguments weren't convincing. They used an expression in Yiddish, the Galiciana hat verloren. The God from Galicia, that was brought, has lost. You know, if you know the Litvische little intellectual superiority, you know. Yeah, he tried his best, but you know, our brother, he's no match for our Rav. So whenever I say over that story that my Rebbe would say over with relish, I have a postscript. The greatest Lithuanian Gadol in Psak Halach and Erevin in the last 100 years seems to be without even a doubt, hands down, was Chazon Ish, hands down. And he writes in the Sefer explicitly, Doreinu Kedivrei HaGoyen of Ephraim Zalman Margolius. Who's right, I don't know. But that the Galatianat Faloirent, because the Litvisha have superiority, so the ultimate Litvisha Gadol of Chazon Ish said he explicitly that he holds like Ephraim Zalman Margolius, not like the Mishkanas Yaakov. So I guess you have to get a little bit of a, even if people listen to interested in the ranges, but we have to be also just more and Torah Shleima Shalom. We should have interest in these everlasting battles between these epic giants. Ooh. So the base of Ephraim here in Simcha Chavav says, you know what? When people are climbing over on a tail on the slake, it's not a real mechitza. A real mechitza is a wall. It's not really a wall. You know what he says it is? Based upon good asik mechitza. That's a concept you may have heard of before. It comes up in Shabbos, comes up in Sukkah, comes up here in this Masechta. But you somehow draw a wall in your mind, it goes up in your head. So he says, because it's a weak mechitza, good asim mechitza, that's why Rabbi Huda agrees that it's not to use Meiri speak, not a mechitza gemura. It's a mechitza based upon good asim. Based on something different, it's a famous Reb Chaim about it, Ramban. I'm not going into those details right now, but it's only because it's only good asik. But it had been a regular mechitza with a hole going through, the Ram goes through that hole, the Rebbe would agree, Loas Yerav Mechitza Varman Arapachis. That's what he said. There's another Gadol, the Gaon Yaakov, Mamash of Talmud of the Gra, and he says in his Perish on the Vavim Beis, different terms. If the Rabbim trample all over the Mechitza, and even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Mevatel it. However, if it's a long Mechitza with a gap in the middle, and they only go through the gap, so then they're not Mevatel it. Of course, the question could be raised. If that's the case, why does the Gemara say over here, Tail and Mislaket? Rabbi Bokimbo. Are you chayav or not? Most of the time you're chayav. What will happen if the Rabbim only walk on a minority of that area? So the majority is not trampled on. So we should say, according to this, that the majority which is not trampled on is still a good mechitza. So it should be Rishus HaYochan, not Rishus HaRabbim. So why are you chayav? This question is not the end of the world, because it could be if the Rabbim are constantly walking there, so they're going to end up walking on every part of it, or the majority of it. Or, as we should get to later on, could be if they're not walking on it literally, because they could walk on it, and they often walk on it, they're not walking on it on a constant basis. Well, so that's what we can get out of these questions. Of course, the major question becomes, why is it, if Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you don't apply the principle of us, Yerabim, Mevatel Mechitza, Amar Mepartz, why must you lock the doors of Yerushalayim? The Ritva said, there are four walls there. Yeah.
Somebody can address
Good question. If the walking over it is more able to knock it out than walking through it, then the Gemara here should have had that as a pirchah. You would have quoted the Rabbanan. Rabbanan only say it's lo mevatel if they're walking through a gap, not if they're walking all over it. Do me a favor, look on the Gaon Yaakov, if you can get it somewhere. Maybe yes, you'll catch. I don't have it in front of me. I don't have it at home. Don't have it here. Library has that. Come on, look. You can find it. Be great. Sounds like a good kasha to me. Anyway, that's the question. So the Ar Zeruah, right there, asked this question himself. Obviously, he's the one who has to ask the question, right? He's the one who said it. So, you gotta solve the problem. Here's an amazing solution. This is as follows. Nireh, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Lok Rabbi Yehuda, the Lok Rabbanu. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Hechadiga Shnei Mechitzas, Mal Yisrael, Lo Mevat Le Mechitzas, the Kosh Kein, the Dal Mechitzas, Lo Mevat Le Lehu Rabbi. And if Yerushalayim has Dal Mechitzas, even though they're walking through, Rabbanon, even Shem Dal Mechitzas works, Kav Chomer, real, for mechitzas v'amin ruba, me'ata l'chuli alma lo mevat le'rabim mechitzas Yerushalayim do'ika dal mechitzas malyasa. We malyasa doesn't mean this can't get through. Means roba ruba l'parts. Me'ata b'yochanan d'lo k'man. How do you like that? You don't say nobody. Okay, if you're a rishon, you can say it. You and I can't say it.
Isn't that what Ramban said?
No, Ramban said Rabbi Yochanan is the low command in the following sense, that he takes up a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda, namely Asya Amrat Mechitza, and a little of the Rabbanon, you need three Mechitzas Malyas. You need three Mechitzas, two is not enough. He's saying a different word. He's saying Rabbi Yochanan is like nobody. There's no. Then he has another Tana to back him up. Eskakash, Rabbi Yochanan Tana Upolik, that's what he sounds like he's saying. There's no Tana that we have, according to the Ar Zeruah, who says, that Rabbanu Mevatel all the Merubah Laparts. Only Rabbi Yochanan said it. Rabbanan said, even by Pasi Beros, and not Mevatel. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Pasi Beros, yes, but not all the Merubah. Rabbi Yochanan is a bigger machma than even Rabbi Yehuda. that's not below Kamala, like it's a Tanu Polik. That's what it sounds like. It's right over here. It's we'll look up later on. Page Kuf Pei Simen Kuf Chav says page Kuf Pei Vav in this print. The Maskel below. You see? No, okay. He took care of the problem. If you're a Rishon, you can say such a thing. That's what he said. Okay. That's what he said. Yeah. Well, that's the question of the Pilush B'Emsa that we start talking about. We'll have to come back to that a little bit. Okay? That's what the Ramban, they all went down the halach. We'll come back. We'll discuss it. This is what the Or Zohar says. It's a Chiddush Nifla V'Naira. Chiddush Nifla V'Naira. However, Rabbi Osai, there are other Tehutzim as well. Now, the Rav Yos is the same as Or Zohar. That's always, very often, they're the same Shita. However, the Mishkan is Yaakov has a different term. He says, it's true that Omer Merubah Laparetz works, and you would not be Mevatel Mechitza if it's just a matter of Omer Merubah Laparetz. What does that mean? Let's say, for example, you have 50 Amma Kuros, and let's say it will go and just to give some numbers, to make it, you know, to make it nice. So, let's say, let's say, it'll be 8 with a gap of 6, and 8 and a gap of 6, and 8, then a gap of 6, and then the other, whatever, gap of 5, and another 8. So I'm just trying to give numbers approximately. You have 4 8s, it's 32, and the gap is 28. Is that total of 50? 60, okay. So let's, whatever it is, you have 4 8s, and you figure out yourself. That then, in the Hanami, even the Rabbi of the battle, Rab go through and not Mavat. It's a Mishnah Yaakov. What happens? You have a gap of more than 10 Amos. Says the Mishnah Yaakov, Pirutz yes and Yud. We know the Gemara says it's no good. You know that's a very important rule in Hilchos Erev. You cannot have any gap more than 10 Amos. But, says the Mishnah Yaakov, another step. A gap of more than 10 Amos is a Din D'Oraisa. Which means, I can have 100 feet, 89 feet, 100 amos, 89 amos are gadur. Okay, but there's an 11, somewhere in the middle, there's an 11 ama gap. Well, mechitz is kaput with the rice. The mele, if it's amar meruba without a 10 ama gap, more than 10 ama gap will be okay. But Yerushalayim had a more than a 10 ama gap. Now, it is true. Where we see it's Doraisa. So the source that it's Doraisa is none other than Rabbeinu Chananah. That's what you saw in the Mekoros. This is an unbelievable. This is, you know, for those who are worried, it's bad news for the Jews. The simple Pshat Rabbeinu Chananah is saying that the Pirutz of more than 10 Amos is a Doraisa. That's found over here. On Kuf Aleph Mud Beis, Lo Hadru Le Yerushalayim Eliach Hashnifutzu Bo Protzus Yesami Eser Shehi Rishus Harabim. The simple read of the Gemara is talking about Rishus Harabim Daraisa. The ones the gap, it's Lashon of the Gemara, the two lines up at the bottom, Kuf Aleph Mud Aleph, Kal Ach Hashnifutzu Bo Protzus. On a simple level, we're talking about it in Daraisa over here. So that's what he based himself on Rabbeinu Chananah. We'll see later. It's not so simple that this is correct, but that's what he says. Now it's true, Rabbi Osai, that Yerushalayim had a tzuras of Pesach, in those gaps. That we already spent time discussing. It has to us a Pesach in those gaps. Tostas v'ferish and chabez and the mask of the hot. Yishlom ahol v'hoil yushalayim to us a Pesach to choshev ke mechitza dafir aleph. Okay? Says the Mishkanis Yaakov, but Tzuras HaPesach is not shamed al mechitzas. We mentioned the reason for it yesterday. Pasi b'rosh, the whole Amma can't get through. It's Monea Hiluch HaRab. But Tzuras HaPesach can be as thin as a pencil. It's not a hecker. That doesn't stop anybody. Oh. There are many Gedolim who strongly disagree with the Mishkanis Yaakov. And say that Pirtzi Yesem Yud is the Rabbanon. Chazanish, number one, Beis Ephraim came before him, Prima Gadim came before him. They all held that Pirtzi Yesem is the Rabbanon. Now we come to an amazing terror to this question in Chazanish in three places. Now, yeah.
If it had a Tzuras HaPesach, if the wall of Yerushalayim had a Tzuras HaPesach, if the rest of the wall was only in Ruba al Aparos, so then, because even since the gap was not a good wall, therefore that would ruin the entire only in Ruba al Aparos.
That's what Mishnah Yaakov says. If Rabban comes through, there would be Mevavot.
Even though
no Rabban would be fine. Rabban's Mevavot.
Even though there's a Tzuras HaPesach, even though the Tzuras HaPesach comes out.
If you it's in two steps. The whole air was surrounded only by Tzuras HaPesach. That's it. Nothing else is there. He says there we would apply the principle of Rabban about the Mechitzas, not Shein Dal Mechitzas. Step number two, even though there's an Omen Merubah and the gap over each of the four gates of Yerushalayim only had a Tzuras HaPesach, the Rabban would still kill it. That's what he says. But now, in three places, the Chaz Nish says something. And everyone says, oh, it's the big dochak. But I found this so-called dochak b'feirish and rishon. Okay? I'm going to read to you from the Rishon. I'd rather go to the Rishon first before we get to the Chazanish. It's said in three places. If you want to look it up, I'll give you the Ma'am HaKaimus Chazanish. It's Ayin Dalad Yud and Kuf Zayin Ches and Kuf Yud Alav Gimel. All three places, same thing. The Meiri in his Chidushin, again Chidushin, same daf, Chof HaMan Alav. Dibra Maschil V'Horashbo. This is an amazing thing, which I think they're incredible. Look what he says. Oh. Ah, he's like this. Osi regal rabim and vatal dal mechitzas afilu kihani hol v'gashem dal mechitzas. Good. The af al gav the Rabbi Yochanan gufay am Yerushalayim tzorach nilas losses. A meru dika kasha. Does Yerushalayim have shame dal mechitzas? Hosam hu, b'pnei, shemavos shir Yerushalayim, mifulashim hoyu. Lo hoil v'leka el abeiz mechitzis, lo havi rishis ha-yachid. V'chol she'ena rishis ha-yachid gemura, ibaki regal rabim mevat la mechitzis. What did he say over here? What's the case? What's the case? It sounds to me like you're saying that there were many thoroughfares going through Yerushalayim, but all of them went straight to the wall. All the mavos were befulash. And as such, the Arush is a yach. Then the rabbi of the mechitzas. I will hecha dig a shem dal mechitzas. I forgot the degree. Ibaki beRabim and Grisosim of Vatalas Machitzes, Uchadas Rabbanon, Rabbi Yochanan Kerabbanon. Rabbosai. When I was growing up, I always thought, it's slam dunk. Rabbi Yochanan goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Today we learned two opposite extremes. Or as the Ruah says, Rabbi Yochanan is like whom? Like whom? Nobody. And the Miri says, Rabbi Yochanan is like whom? Like the Rabbanon, because there are only two mechitzas. I'll give you my crude picture of Yerushalayim according to where I understand the Miri. Very crude. Make it easier, but it's drawn out this way, I can't say for sure. This is Yerushalayim. So you have these levels. This is Mavi number one, Mavi number two, my ink is running out, Mavi number three. All three go right up to Yerushalayim, but nowhere are there any more than two walls. Aye, but they're full. You know what the Rav Chazanish calls this? Siluk mechitzis. Sure, if you're going to go around the whole perimeter, you're going to end up with 95% is sasuk. But it's irrelevant when we're talking about here, here, and here. As far as he's concerned, we only have two walls. This is irrelevant, this is irrelevant, this is irrelevant. Bechule, 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 bechule. Those are irrelevancies. Because in every mavli, go right from wall to wall, there are only two walls on the sides. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Mavat de Mechitzis. He blusts. But were you to have three walls of Omer Meruba? No. That's how I read the Meiri, which I believe confirms the wisdom of the Chazanish. The people make fun of this. Ah, a docha. What the irony is, Chazanish himself was not fond of bringing the Meiris, you know, because Meiri was, we didn't have a tradition, we lost it, we didn't have it, and can't. But here, the one who I think who's the best defense for the Chazanish of all the Rishonim, I think, is the Meiri. And the Chidushi Meiri go, which is even maybe I don't know, I look up the introduction, maybe even a more recent discovery. Because in Beis HaBechira it's not. Look at the introduction over here. Very short introduction. Tell you that certain Kisvayad he got from. Ksavyad. Apparently they didn't have it. It was never, it was a Ksavyad. He printed it for the first time, 1971. Based up here, it was earlier. Wasn't even printed in Chazanish's lifetime. That's what he suggests. Okay? That's what he suggests. This is a tremendous ramifications for our cities, as we will get to gradually, in terms of how we can defend the Erevin in our cities, halacha lemaisa. This is a series was entitled Erevin lemaisa. We haven't really gotten so far. We're just discussing we're in the sky. Mitzvah tomorrow, which is the last day we have Shiva before Shabbos. Yeah, Shabbos doesn't know what to do already. We're trying to come down. We're trying to land a little bit.
Not local style, Shiva Friday.
No, we don't do Shiva Friday. No.
I mean, why is it according to the Rabbanan word that in that case when you're not able to use the walls that are on the...
These walls?
Yeah.
Because they're Mesulakim.
Mesulakim
from this area. This area, if you look this way, you bump into a wall. This way, you bump into a wall. Look here, you can see till as far as the eye can see. There's nothing there. The fact that there's a wall here, that's behind this wall. It's garnished. Doesn't relate. That's going to be a very important word as we go. Right? Relate. What relates to what? Yeah?
That because there's another wall in between, or is it you only looking up four directions?
No, there's a wall in between. No, That's why I understood the Miri. The Miri is Lashon. I'll read it to you one more time. He says, "Vuas Yerushalayim full Lashon Hayu, the whole of Aleka El Beis Mechitzis Lavishes Yochin." That's what he says. Now the Chazon Ish, I'll read some short excerpts from the Chazon Ish, where he says what he says. Let's start with Ayin Dalet Yud. Drawing pictures. That they were presumably not completely clear over here. That's what I think he's driving at. Let's look in the next place. I give you two other sources. Kuf Zayin Sivkot Mches. So you got Perutzos, are you with Fulashim? Here's another Kiddush. Inami is even a bigger Kiddush. Shahayu Amavuos, the Tzavish is a rabbin, Mitukonos, Pitsuas of Pesach, the Choshev Kimachitza, the Shuv Larmin of Meruba. In other words, even if there were gaps in here, what's the Tzuras of Pesach here and here and here? It's the same as a wall. So it's Masulim. It's an Inami. Okay. That's what he says. This is again what I say in Kuv Zayin. This is Kuv Zayin Sivkot Mches. He added an Inami. That makes it a little bit more plausible in real life. Okay. Sure reason Mishnas Yaakov. Udvarenu heva gedirim araz magolis. This is where it's found. Kuf Zayin Ches. Hamachaber b'shnas Yaakov hisigolot. It goes on and on and on and on and on. And he thinks that the Mefram Zalman is correct on some other matter. And then he says at the end, Gama shekosev the piritzis yud mafsev b'shnas Yaakov min haTorah nirin divrei Maharaz Mefram Zalman. So on two matters, he thinks that, how should I say it? The Galatziana had gewonnen. Didn't lose, he won. Okay. And where is the third source for this? This is in Kuf Yud Aleph, Sivkot and Gimel. Yeah. Okay, we saw it in two places. And the third place I'll try to find later. Okay, Rabosai, how's this going to help us? See, in our cities, let's start coming down a little bit now. In our cities, the Chazon Ish has a whole famous picture, which writes, in our cities, you're never going to end up with a Rishus Yeram Darais. Why? Because we don't have this Metzius. Most cities today are built up a lot. And therefore, the typical block, I don't know, let's look out the window. That's why we have a window here. Typical block, you look out the window, you see all those buildings along 186th Street between Amsterdam and Audubon. You want to see? It's clear that the buildings are greater than the gaps in between them. I don't think any gaps in between them. And they're much greater than the gaps of the streets that go through them. In other words, Amsterdam is a fairly big street. but it's no comparison to the length of the block between Amsterdam and Audubon. Who wants to give a guess? 5 times, 4 times, 3 times as big as the street itself. Right, what were you saying? Something like that? Audubon's even narrower. So it's bigger multiple. So the Chazanish says, so Mikra Din, 186th Street from where it ends. Where does it end? Who knows where it ends? Who ever walked down in your life? Who ever walked down as far as it can go? No one else?
Broadway.
Never guess the Broadway. It ends on a street called Wadsworth. Keyes. I lived there for a while. Keyes. Yeah. Amsterdam goes to Audubon, St. Nicholas, Wadsworth. Boom, stops. There's a wall. The wall, you go straight, you go bump right into a wall. So therefore this 186th Street is surrounded on three sides. Right? Actually surrounded on four sides. Because he also bumps into an effect. Go down to Laurel Hill, boom, there's a wall. Tell him to slack it. I think it's even a wall there too. I think it's a concrete barrier, right? The cars with a little red light there, make sure it goes. Pretty sure, right? Who lives in Laurel Hill? No one. We've never been that far either. You guys don't leave a dollar out of us. Surrounded by four walls. Four walls. That's a Rosh Hashanah. So you can make an error without a problem. That's okay. Then he says, the male level says, Oi, Amsterdam, Avid, Rosh Hashanah, the Raisa. What are you talking about? What are you saying? There's a wall. Where's the wall? The wall goes across Amsterdam Avenue, but there's no wall there. In your mind, there's a wall. That's the Chiddush Nifl Chazanish. There can be a wall in your imagination. Since we draw over the Ruba, so we draw a wall. So when Rosh Hashanah tries to go uptown from 185th to 186th, the wall stops. There's no wall there. Look again. There's a wall there in Halacha. That's a Chiddush Nifl of the second Chiddush of the Chazanish, which is very debatable. We'll discuss it at some length. But in my opinion, you don't even need a second Chiddush in most cases. Because in most cities, it's not a single street that goes all the way through. The Miri says all the walls go all the way through. In New York, Manhattan, even I'm talking Manhattan, the hailing of Manhattan, there's only one street goes all the way through. From top to bottom, side to side, it's an island. What goes through? Not even one street. It's in the middle. There's no Rosh Hashanah Amda Reis. There's always going to be 3 or 4 walls on every single street. Because we're built up. Now, take a Oyster spray to the city. I don't know, Los Angeles maybe. I don't know where they've. You know, have you ever been in L.A.? Who's ever been in L.A.? Been there? Yes. Where? Could be there that the gaps between the buildings and the wide streets are maybe more than the buildings. Oh, then all bets are off. But the modern cities, forgive me, I didn't mean that. The more concentrated cities, the denser cities, I won't say the more polluted cities, I can't say that. But the cities that are New York type cities, there's always open room on the parts. That's an irony, according to Chazanish. You have a bigger problem of a Shusarabim in the suburbs than you have in the cities. In the suburbs, there's certainly parts for Ruben. Right, you have these guys on an acre of land with a house. Right. Where you live, there's more house or there's more gap?
More gap.
Well, irony, could be Tina could be Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, but not Manhattan. Sounds crazy. But maybe it's not so crazy.
According to Rabbi, if we pass him, take all the chumras, pass him, assuming Rabbi Yochanan, Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, and like the Chachamim that need 3 walls.
Right.
So then here aren't there only 2 walls, ignoring the Chazanish is Chiddush, but aren't there only 2 walls here? Because you have the walls on each side of the street.
Right.
But according to Rabbi Yehuda, us, you're not the Mechitzah.
Oh, good question. Let's say, that we went through the first day. Only a rabbin shel reshus a rabbin. And it's not a rabbin shel reshus a rabbin. Why? Because there are 4 walls on 186th Street. Aya, tell me, but Amsterdam Avenue is many, many feet across. Pirtzu Yesem Yud. Ah! Behold, I got Fram Zal Magolias. Pirtzu Yesem Yud is the Rabbanan. So the Raisa is a wall straight through. All 186 is one long wall. Even across Amsterdam. So therefore, it's not a Rishus Rabbim. Even though there is a Rabbim there, it's not a Rabbim Shal Rishus Rabbim. And therefore, it's not the Valdel Mechitz. This, in brief, where did the Chazar say this halacha l'maisa? Anyone know what city? Paris. Never came to pass. Paris, because they wanted to make an era before World War II, and they sent a shout to Reb Chaim Oizer, Gadol Ador, and he forwarded to the Chazan Ish, and he wrote back with the whole, based on what he wrote in the Sefer, with maps, and this, and this, and this. Paris is also a built-up city. Om in Merubah Leparts. No issues to Rabban Darais. You can make an Erev. Never came to pass. Okay, so we landed a little bit. Oh. Now. Let's go back to Tosis above the base. Okay? We only have a few minutes, so let's do this Tosis if we can. And tomorrow, I hope to come back to the Ramban and come back to number of other important sources, etc. Rabbah and Beis. Same issue we've dealt with already before. Tosfos v'ha'amar. Im Tomer, hechi parach Rabbi Yochanan, Adam v'perek Beis, Tavadim v'Rabbi Yehuda. Right, that's what we assume. Not like, or is it Ruah, not like the Miri. D'yama osir Rabbah v'mavad le'mechitza, u'plig le'hosir Rabbonon. So what kind of kash is this? Kesim Adam Shram. How can it be? Rabbi Yochanan. We don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. We'll pass like Rabbanan. We'll look to Rabbin. V'yesh Lomar the Park. Ki hechid the Rabbi Yehuda b'shem dal mechitzis. Lo choshev lei. Not important to him. Matrich nilo. Otherwise, let's hear Rabbi Mevatel. Hochin ami beiz mechitzis. The lo chashivi the rabbanon, keitzarach neila, kemashperek sheni the shem mechitzas the rabbanon, kshem dal mechitzas the Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, this is what Tosfos says. So what emerges? What emerges is, as the Chazon Ish points out, that according to the rabbanon, rabim amavatel mechitzas, whenever there's no shem dal mechitzas, don't say, as we sometimes say quickly. Not true. It's not absolutely not true. Absolutely not true. Rabbanan agree that you apply the principle of Otzir Rabban unless the Shem Dal Mechitzis. And we said earlier that Omer Meru was better than that, even though someone wanted to disagree. Okay? Comes out, Rabosai, that Surah Sapesach. Remember the context over here on Dav Avam Beis. We wanted to say, I'm a Shisaram, what do? You make a Tzurah Tepesel Mikan, a Lechi Mikan. No! Adela She'en and Elis, a door that doesn't close at night. All those things are not called Shem Dal Mechitzis. Because had they been, according to Rabbanan, it's not Mevatel. If it's not, then it is Mevatel. The Ritzvos is over Ferish. Of course, you go back to Rabbi Yochanan and to Yerushalayim. Slowly. But if Rabbi Yochanan in Yerushalayim said that you os Yerabim and Mavat the Mechitzas, even though, as the Ritva said, there was shame Dalad Mechitzas in Yerushalayim, because the Omer Merubah Leparts. So Rabbi Yochanan has his own Shita. His own Shita, based on Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the Rabbanon, if the shame Dal Mechitzis, not. So what's Tosfos Teretz? Let's see Tosfos Teretz again. Ki heichid Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Dal Mechitzis lo chashiv le matrich ne'ila. Right? Hachinami beiz Mechitzis lo chashiv Rabbanon yetzorach ne'ila. That's very nice. In the Brice of Yasser Al Kain, we understand that very well. What about Yerushalayim? Didn't Yerushalayim have four mechitzas? Shem Dal mechitzas? That's the problem. So the Gaon Yaakov asked this kasha. So
I said collect ground through shine. Shine is kind of like a view today.
Oh, hold on. Slow. So the answer which is given, this is an important issue, is as follows. That the Gemara knew from the very beginning that Tzuras of Pesach and Delis, She'elin and Elis, are worse than Shame, Dal, Mechitzis. What was the Shaila? The Gemara thought that a Delis, She'elin and Elis, since there is a door there, and in theory it's what's called royal, you know, it could be locked. So this takes away a little bit of the regular rabbin, and therefore it's not mevalid the mechitza. So being a raya from Rabbi Yochanan, that unless you'd lock the doors at night, then the rabbin are in fact mevatel the mechitza. So what? So according to the Rabbanan, it's not a problem in Yerushalayim. It's a problem in Yisrael Kain. Yisrael Kain, only two walls. The Gaon Yaakov himself has an interesting twist. He says another twist. What's pshat? A door is not locked at night, and it's considered to be a door of mechitza anyway. The answer is, we imagine that since it could be locked at night, that it is locked at night. Now I'll ask you a question. If it's in fact locked at night, could the ram go through? Obviously not. So if our imagination will allow us to say that even though it's not locked at night, it's as if it is, the same imagination will tell us that even though the ram are going through, it's as if they're not. That's the discussion here in the sugya. For Rabbi Yochanan, you see, you don't say that. Even though it could be locked at night, it's still called Rabban Bokim, and therefore it's not considered to be a mechitza at all. Listen carefully. It's not a mechitza at all. It's either double or nothing. Either it's a mechitza which prevents, imaginarily prevents the chiyas Rabban, or it's not a mechitza at all. It's not there half the time. Once it's not there half the time, says the Gaon Yaakov, forget Osi Rabin. There aren't enough mechitzas. There aren't enough mechitzas. Because the mechitza, Adela She'en and Anelis, is not a mechitza at all. It's not a mechitza. Zero. It's not a mechitza at all. You don't have to come on to Osi Rabin without the mechitza. There is no mechitza. So according to the Gaon Yaakov, it's one extreme or the other. Either you use your imagination and make believe it's closed at night, in which case there's no Rabban there. That's what Gemara has suggested. And the Gemara proves from Rabbi Yochanan it's not true. So Rabbi Yochanan says in his particular case, based on his particular set of assumptions, that we don't consider the door which is open at night to be closed at night. And that's why, in his case, Rabban is mevatel the mechitzas. For that same reason, in our case, even though you want to say as Shem Dalid, and Shem Dalid, whatever you want to say about that, but the bottom line is the mechitza is not there. If the door is open, the mechitza is not there. If the mechitza is not there, then you're missing a mechitza. I suggest you give a look at the Gaon Yaakov. You have to look at it anyway. For your kasha, give a look and see if you can understand what he's saying over there. And the last point for today is as follows. The Ritva, and I read the Ritva to you a few times before, but we'll read it one more time. Siyata Deshmaya, we're going to try to discuss tomorrow. Again, tomorrow I'm going to go back to the Ramban and back to the Tosfos here on Daf Chav Beis. But for the moment, I want to read the ritual. Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the Ramaskal de Rabbanan, we were here before. He says as follows. He says, "Imishim kora o lechi afil leman dama himishim mechitza." It's not a mechitza for this. It's not a mechitza chashuva. "Vafil lebetzuras apesach nami lo chashiva mechitzas kein pasi biros sheshim shnei amas omdim." Right? Why? Has to block it out. doesn't block it out. That's the Rashi before the word of Heker. Of Heker. Okay? Of Heker. So now, I will discuss two more things and then we'll stop. Just briefly. One is, we read this for yesterday, that in the Shaila of Chav Beis and Aleph, the Tosis, what does it say? Chayav and Aleph Meshum Meshum Sarabim, La'omeid Be'emtza HaPilush, the Lekha Mechitza. Only in the epicenter, not everywhere else. Who disagrees with this? We said yesterday, who? The Balamor. Balamor says if there exists an epicenter, then there are no walls at all. The walls because if they don't exist. So you'd be chayav everywhere. That's point number one. I just want to remind you. And now, of course, the question becomes, Lekha Mechitza? There's really no wall there? If there's no wall there, so there's no wall. What does it do with Rabin? It was Tosas Kash. Kei the Masakin of the Rabbi Yochanan, and so the Gabuda, there are two walls. There are no walls. So if there are no walls, she becomes going to everybody. Now, because what's missing in this Tosas is the issue of Pilush. My humble opinion, you can't read the Tosas Kipshuta. Unless you have you can overrule me. I want to read the Tosas the way the Tosas Rush read it. We have it in the back? We have it in the back? Those who have it, you're looking Tosas the Rush now. If you can't find it now, you can get it downstairs in a separate volume. But in the Oz Vahad Gemara, they have Tosas Rush in the back. On the Chav Beis Mount, there's a difference. Two differences in the phraseology of Tosas. The first is Yes Akasha. Look what he says. Here's the question. Kevin Rabbi Yehuda holds. Why you chayim Yerushalayim? We learned shtei mechitzah the ma'alisa. Sov Rabbi Yehuda lo mevat li rabbi mechitzah. That's what Tosas means, but they don't spell. They don't emphasize the word mevat li rabbi. The Rosh does. What is his answer? Yesh lomar hoda kama chayav and lemeshim meshus rab. Mahayna meshim pemokam meshus dal shorim dal ruchos. V'ol b'yam sa pilush shekeneged. Dalit Sha'arim. He never used the word Lekha Mechitza. What he really means is, in that epicenter, the Rav Mamavat of the Mechitzas. Not there's no Mechitza at all. In that epicenter, the Rav Mamavat of the Mechitzas. So he asked the Kash in the beginning. The question was, if there are two Mechitzas, no Mamavat of the Mechitzas. The answer is, that we don't consider there to be two mechitzas ma'al yisa, and for this reason, we say, Rabbi Mamavat of the mechitza. I believe that's what the Rush said, I believe it totally means the same thing as well. But I want you to look into it again, it's what the question is, and what the answer is, and see if you think that I'm right, or think that I'm wrong. Oh. The last point, Rabbi Osai, which I'll just end with a question, is a question which all the Mepharshim asked, and we'll try to give the answer tomorrow. Rabbi Osai, Tzuras HaPesach, right? Tzuras HaPesach, is it a Shem Mechitza, or is it no Shem Mechitza? Tosfos V'ha, look inside. What does it say? Yesh Lomar, Hol of the Hoyle Yerushalayim Tzuras HaPesach, the Choshech K'Mechitza, Lo Hoyle L'Ram D'Bak L'Bat L'Mechitza. Stop right there. That Tzuras HaPesach, Ram Manat L'Bat L'Mechitza. Back at above, Tosfos the Beferish, that having a Tzuras HaPesach on either side is not enough. Need the Lasas Nulos. What do you see? Tzuras HaPesach is not a Shem Dal Mechitzis. The steer Galuya between Tosfos and above and Tosfos Chav Beis is Tzuras HaPesach considered the Kag of Shem Dal Mechitzis? Yes or no? And above they say no, and Chav Beis they say yes. May sound like a trick question, maybe it is, but Mr. Shem tomorrow we're going to see two different approaches to answer this question with big nafkaminis between them. Okay, so we're stopping here. Tomorrow we have to do the Ramban. I want you to look up the Tosfos Rush to see if you think I'm right or wrong, and then after we do the Ramban, then we'll have to try and answer the questions between the steers and two Tosfos. Ramachal Beis. Okay? And we'll try to land a little bit tomorrow, a little bit. So what to do for the Shabbos? You have to know what to do. If you don't come tomorrow, whatever you do, last Shabbos, do the Shabbos.